Performing at Caroline's on Broadway this weekend here in New York is Rod Man.
Yes.
That good
and
funny.
And he's in the studio.
That good funny, right?
That good funny, brother.
Yeah, that is, right? Put it in a crock pot. Let it simmer down. It's going to touch your soul and your spirit. So, yeah, that's what we bring to New York. Yeah, because people are moving real fast. They don't even wait for the little crosswalk man to come up. Yeah, they just go on across the street. I said, oh, they don't even care about these cars.
You performed last night at Caroline's?
I did, man. Night one. So that's, yeah.
How was the crowd?
The crowd was a lot of tourists. A lot of people, yeah. Some Wisconsiners, yeah. Some Kansas Cities, some, yeah. So I try to talk to the people and see where they from. So a lot of tourism going on.
So when you talk to tourists, how is that different from your regular stand-up?
I just try to make sure we understand each other. That's all, yeah, because sometimes I could be talking in cursive. I don't know.
So, in cursive.
In cursive, yeah. Sometimes you can talk in cursive. So, yeah, so a lot of languages. I know I got to be aware of the different languages because it could be a language barrier.
Yeah, you got any beef with any comedians like Cat Williams and Kevin Hart?
Oh, no.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's crazy, right?
I mean, I don't understand millionaires being mad at each other. There's no reason. Yeah, there's no reason ever. If you made it and got a little success, just run your race. BC Biscuit and put your blinders on. Just run your race. Yeah.
And betting $5 million.
First of all, that ain't even a good number right there. Yeah, that's going to take a lot of people out to bet right there. That let me know you millionaires right there if you can bet $5 million. Because, yeah, that ain't even a regular black person bet right there, $5 million. So, yeah, so enjoy the
Rodman,
enjoy
success, you are
man.
Familiar with our comedian. You've worked a time or two with J. Anthony Brown, have you now?
A time or two, yeah. I did work a time or two with J.J.
Do y'all have good history?
Me and Jay got good history, but, you know, Jay used to invite me to his club. You know, Jay got a club in California. He would invite me to it, tell me he was going to put me up. And I would be there all night after 90 unfunny people went up. 90 unfunny people went up. And then I said, you don't got no funny. And then I got to sit here the whole night, the whole time. Jay, and, yeah, in the blender. I could hear the blender doing the show. So they was making drinks and stuff, so I said, oh man, this is not, Jay selling hot sauce, I said hot sauce and suit jackets, and yeah, I started wandering off, I said, Jay ain't gonna never put me up, man, I ain't gonna keep coming to this club, yeah, cause yeah, I didn't stay close to the club, you know, in California, you drive, you be in traffic, so yeah.
Did you at least stay for the $5?
The $5, I didn't never get the $5.
You never
yeah,
got check, paid?
Yeah. Jay did pay me. I think I tapped out at about $50. I think he paid me 50
How
one
many
time.
How many appearances was that for 50?
I think that was a faux show weekend right there. Faux show weekend. Yeah, so.
And he paid it in installments,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
$5
installments. $5 installments. Yeah, that. Yeah, California. You learn real. You say, oh, they pay checks different out here. That's yeah.
Well,
you're
it looks like you and Jay have beef there.
We might do have beef. Yeah, this might be a beef. Yeah, we at least got broth. We might got broth. We might don't have beef. We got broth. Yeah, we got the broth. We don't got the beef.
And not $5 million worth of beef.
No, we'll bet a bottle of hot sauce. I bet you a bottle of one of them hot sauce. Cause it look like that's some good ass hot sauce. I know that. So yeah, I do want to try that hot sauce. Yeah, he could have paid me in hot sauce. I love hot sauce. So yeah, you didn't even have to give me no check.
Where you from?
Home is Billerica, Georgia. So I always say Atlanta area, up yeah. and down 20. That's where we live. Past Six Flags, keep going 20. Up and down 20. So yeah, all them stops we live at.
All
them stops. My mama moved a lot. Yeah, she had some crazy boyfriends.
Up and down 20.
We on the run, mama. We on the run again.
Yeah, you are three a elementary funny schools. Man.
Yeah. Three elementary schools.
Three elementary schools.
Three.
Yeah.
Y'all kept moving.
I was a new kid every day. Oh, man. I got to make some more friends. Oh, I'm sick of making friends, mama. Yeah, so, yeah.
So, did you have to perform in school to make friends? Was that a part of your stand-up early on?
I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't call it before. I've just, you know, I always been able to communicate and talk to people, and they would laugh. So that was. I felt like we was having a good conversation then.
It wasn't performing. You just having a good conversation.
That we having a good conversation.
And,
so
and going from school to school, you kept turning over an audience. You had a new audience.
New audience all the time. I got to see new people, Tom. That's what I'm saying. I got to see new people.
You work that old material.
You can. It becomes classics. That's all you got to do. Put a label. And say class. So I learned about the classics early on. Smokey Robinson them. So yeah, man. So it's you know, I felt like comedy was something I could do in my spirit. Yeah. So
and how's life been since the last time I talked to you? Mm-hmm. You just kept
you were rolling, man.
You were rolling.
Last time extended.
So yeah, that was a high. You know, that's what I call it. It was a luncheon pad show. So it introduced me to a larger audience, so you know, and people say larger audience, so I said to America, and people, you know, so it was crazy.
You blew up.
I wouldn't say it was an explosion, but it, yeah, but you know, it was like firecrackers on the fourth. You don't do firecrackers every day, but on the fourth, firecrackers everywhere. So when you did
the TV show,
firecrackers everywhere. Yeah. So it levels out. So, you know, we have a lot of firecracker nights, but, you know, some nights.
You say you're at the leveling out stage now? Or you're at the leveling out stage?
I'm at finding those true Rod Man fans, you know, because people go crazy when you're on TV and you have all those people. Mm-hmm. So that's why I call it that good funny. So it's just finding those true who appreciate my craft and where I get down with my comedy. So that's the leveling out to me, Jay. It ain't a numbers thing. It's just the true fans. That's what I'm looking for. Mm. True fans.
So are you at the Kevin Hart and
Nah, we don't have an arena on the schedule at all. We don't have none of that is going on. Yeah. You know,
oh, okay.
All 250 to 500 seaters. That's what we do. 250 to 500 seaters. Yeah.
That's a nice range.
Yeah, blow up because firecrackers on 4th of July.
Firecrackers on the 4th of July. So yeah. So I'm still working. So I understand. I'm building the audience. So I'm doing my thing.
Oh, I wish I was in town, man. I'd come by and see
you. Hey, man, you would enjoy yourself. I would enjoy yourself. Yeah.
At Caroline's.
Yes, sir.
All right. Oh, I catch you. Will I catch you at the J-Spot one day?
We got to talk about that hot sauce, man. If we can negotiate that hot sauce, I'll see if you can't make it to
the J-Spot and get your hot sauce, check him out at Caroline's this weekend.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Great job. Amen. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Rod, man.
All right. Bless. Be best, man. All right. Yeah.
And Huggy's next.
Low down.
He's got to come behind Rodman.
Hey, he did it before. He should be all right.
25 past the hour.